way. We'll have details following our news update at 5 o'clock. It's 34 degrees at WRCO-FM Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Supreme Court will release one or more rulings today. Some observers taking that as a sign the justices could rule on Donald Trump's eligibility to be on Colorado's primary ballot. That state's primary is tomorrow.
The expectation is that the High Court will issue its opinion in the Colorado case that found Trump was barred from the ballot as an insurrectionist. The timing makes sense because as a huge number of citizens go to the polls the next day to vote in several Super Tuesday primaries, the Supreme Court likely wants the electorate to be aware of its decision.
ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer announced agreement on a package of six funding bills to prevent a government shutdown at week's end. Three passengers aboard an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 that suffered an in-flight door plug blowout are suing the carrier and Boeing, seeking $1 billion in damages. This is ABC News. The district attorney in Philadelphia investigating after video of an arrest turned violent involving a high-ranking city official and her husband.
A Pennsylvania state trooper trying to handcuff a man on the side of the road as a woman films.
I work for the mayor! I work for the mayor!
Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker saying that the woman is one of her top officials, Selena Morrison. Police say they pulled Morrison's vehicle over after observing multiple violations. A man identified as her husband, Darius McLean, then pulling up behind them. State police saying the husband refused multiple orders before the trooper moved to handcuff him.
ABC's Rena Roy. A New York City jury awarded Aurora Beauchamp $72 million in her lawsuit against the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. She was crossing a Manhattan street in 2017 when she was hit by a transit bus and dragged 20 feet. The MTA says it will appeal the judgment. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today, high temps in the low 50s, turning cloudy with rain developing by midday. A few rumbles of thunder possible. Variable winds becoming north-northeasterly around 10 miles per hour. Any rain ending by late evening tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 32. Tuesday, sunshine developing, still warmer than normal, a high of 51. For Wednesday, 51. Thursday, increasing clouds, a 50% chance of rain overnight, maybe mixed with snow into Friday morning. Friday's high at 43, Saturday, 42. It was a record breaker yesterday here at the studios. 75 degrees was our top temperature, breaking the old record by 8. Right now at WRCO, after a 52-degree midnight reading and lots of wind, the air is calm right now and we're at 33 degrees. Today it's Monday, March 4th, and time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
the good news. I've left this wicked world and all its strife. They'll have a funeral for me, but you don't need to mourn me, 'cause you'll know that I'm safe on the glory side.
We start the day in a positive way with the Mark Trammell Trio and Safe on the Glory Side. We officially began the broadcast day with Chris Stapleton and his rousing rendition of the national anthem from last year's Super Bowl. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another day. Welcome to the first full week in March. It was certainly something yesterday. Well, the last couple of days. We have broken a couple of records the last several days. We also tied one on Saturday, but yesterday up there in the mid-70s, and it felt nice, except that the wind was certainly something out in the lowlands and the prairies, and wow, it didn't do much for my hair. Tell you what, but it's hard to keep it styled. But certainly a nice warm day, and now we're going to kind of get back a little bit closer to reality over the next few days, although still maybe a little above normal, but we could be in line for some rain, and we could use that. Rain developing by midday today, and Tony hasn't kind of measured out what he thinks that we might be in for in terms of rainfall amount, but anything would help, certainly, because the conditions are very dry. We're at 33. That's the overnight low as we start today, Monday, March 4th. Time to begin the chores on the Light in the Mail Cow Show.
You're the only world I know. My tears, and I love you all my years. You're the beating of my heart. You're my thoughts when we're apart. You're the one I can't let go. You're the only, only. the only, only world I know.
On the Lightning Mel Cow Show, it is 5:15. The Sauk County Highway Department has announced that County Highway N between County Highway G and State Highway 23 will be closed starting today through April 19th to replace the bridge over Sugar Grove Creek. Again, that's in Sauk County. And a reminder, Tomah VA Medical Center will be entertaining veterans with artist Blaine Hatchett today at 1:30 in Building 455 Veterans Hall. Hatchett has an eclectic set list that includes many top hits from the Beatles to Ed Sheeran. He will even throw in some Celtic tunes when he has his Irish on. All veterans are welcome to that event going on this afternoon. It is 33 at WRCO Studios, a pretty good weekend for sports. Lots of things going on, especially on the high school scene. We had lots of sports to follow. But in terms of the Badger men, they're struggling a little bit. And Marquette lost over the weekend. They've got an injury problem, especially to their best player. We'll share with you the scoreboard coming up.
In twilight glow, I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. And through the ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
Nelson, and the song that really put him over the top in terms of stardom. It is 33 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9 studios today on the Wirtz Loren Home temperature gauge. We'll check out sports for you in a moment.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
An update on sports this morning is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Badgers lost for the seventh time in nine games on Saturday when they lost 91-83 at home to Illinois. And Creighton whipped a shorthanded Marquette team with a late-scoring rush, 89-75 on Saturday. Golden Eagles were playing without a couple of starters in that game. From the NBA yesterday, Philadelphia 120, Dallas 116, Boston 140, Golden State 88, the Clippers 89, Minnesota 88, Orlando beat Detroit 113-91, Toronto over Charlotte 111-106, New York 107 and Cleveland 98, San Antonio 117, Indiana 105, Oklahoma City 118, and Phoenix 110. The Brewers battered Arizona yesterday in a spring training rematch of last season's wild card playoffs, 10-4. Shortstop Willy Adames and catching prospect Jefferson Quiro blasted home runs. Quiro, Christian Yelich, Garrett Mitchell, and Christian Arroyo all had two hits apiece. The Brewers' Cactus League record now with three wins. They'll get a rare day off today. Elsewhere yesterday, the Cubs won an exhibition game against Cleveland, 5-3. Angels 3, White Sox 1. Tampa Bay and Minnesota tied at 4. From the NHL, Arizona 5-2 over Washington. Also Los Angeles 5-1 over New Jersey. Winnipeg 5, Buffalo 2. Minnesota 4-3 over San Jose. Vancouver 2, Anaheim 1. Edmonton 6, Pittsburgh 1. Caitlin Clark
of Iowa has become the all-time NCAA Division I scoring leader, breaking the late Pete Maravich's 54-year-old record when she made two free throws after a technical foul was called in the number 6 Hawkeyes' 93-83 win over number 2 Ohio State. Clark finished with 35 points. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
It is 22 minutes after 5 o'clock. Time to officially shake off the weekend. Oh, man. I had a couple of, you got to kind of like live once in a while. Maybe a little bit of cake and cookies yesterday. It was my daughter's birthday, so I have an excuse. But I need to work it off with the aerobic polka. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Make you higher than any old drink can. A polkaholic, I need a polka every day.
Hartman Band and a Polkaholic, everybody. It is 525, the old Light in the Milk House show, rolling on toward farm news and markets from the Brownfield Network. That's in just a little bit today. Here are the Browns.
I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me. You were cute as you could be, standing looking back at me. And it was plain to see that I'd enjoy your company. Sunday afternoon while I was riding down the street, I met a cute little girl all dressed up so sweet. And the way that she was stacked, I wish I had a Cadillac. But who would notice me just driving this Model T? I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see if
tease. So I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me. You were cute as you could be, standing looking back at me. And it was plain to see that I'd enjoy your company.
Same old job, tired of fighting that freeway mob. I bet you never thought I'd really go, I'd never get as far as Mexico. I've even learned to speak the language some, down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this gold sun in Mexico. I'm eating right and I'm living good, doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico. I still love you, that's the way it goes. He's got you, I've got Mexico. But I'm eating right and I'm living good, I'm doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico. I've got Mexico. I'm eating right and I'm living good, doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago.
Eddie Raven, and he's got Mexico today. The forecast calls for highs in the low 50s, turning cloudy with rain developing by midday today. There could be a few rumbles of thunder possible. Any rain ending by late tonight and a low of 50. Tuesday, sunshine developing, still warmer than normal, and a high of 51. Wednesday, 51 and partly cloudy. Thursday, 52 with a 50% chance of rain overnight. So, some much-needed rain could be on the way for us, starting as early as later today. It is 33 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
The competition to become the next Allison Dairyland is down to six. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, members of the American Soybean Association and the National Corn Growers Association affirmed policy priorities for the upcoming year. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has this report following the conclusion of Commodity Classic.
ASA Vice President Caleb Ragland of Kentucky says ensuring there is adequate risk management tools available for farmers remains a top priority for members.
The economic situation is a little bit tough right now in farm country, and we're trying to do everything we can to protect the livelihood of our soybean farmers across the United States.
Harold Woolley, president of the National Corn Growers Association, says securing a clear path forward for the use of corn-based ethanol in sustainable aviation fuel is one of his association's top priorities.
We want the GREET model to be used by the Treasury Department as they decide which modeling they're going to use to determine the carbon intensity score of corn for use in sustainable aviation fuel.
From Houston, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The top six candidates for Wisconsin's Allison Dairyland have been announced. They are Sierra Essek of Fox Lake, Haley Heinzel from Oconomowoc, Katrina Hosley from Denmark, Michaela King from Big Bend, Kylie Pagel from Kewaunee, and Lauren Seamers from Keele. The 77th Allison Dairyland Finals are hosted by Door County this year, with the new Alice selected April 4th in Sturgeon Bay. The head of EPA says an office within his agency is being created to help solidify relationships with the ag sector. Administrator Michael Regan said for the first time ever, EPA is establishing an Office of Agriculture and Rural Affairs.
To expand engagement opportunities beyond any that we've done so far, and to ensure that your voices are heard and that your ideas are understood.
The office will be led by Rod Snyder, who has served as EPA's Senior Advisor for Agriculture since 2021. Indiana farmer Mike Caney was in attendance during the announcement, and he says the plan sounds good.
But until it's implemented, we just don't have no certainty until it starts being implemented. I mean, they can talk about things all they want.
Reagan says the new office will expand on the work of the Ag Advisor and increase coordination with a network of existing policy advisors located in all 10 EPA regional offices. Chevron Renewable Energy Group says it's shutting down two Midwestern biodiesel plants indefinitely. In a press release, company officials cited poor marketing conditions resulting from weak biodiesel volumes under the federal renewable fuel standard. The impacted sites are Ralston, Iowa, and Madison, Wisconsin. Grant Kimberly, who's an executive director for the Iowa Biodiesel Board, said the industry warned EPA about the possibility of plant closures when it set RFS volume obligations well below overall capacity. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the week with some light business, and cash hogs were steady to lower. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade had a few bids on the table Friday afternoon. Asking prices were around 184 plus in the south and 292 plus in the north. Southern live deals on the week were marked at mostly 183, steady with the week prior. Northern dress sales were at mostly 290. Down $2 week to week. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, most weights of feeder steers were selling $5 to $10 higher compared to the most recent sale that occurred 2 weeks ago. The majority of feeder heifers were $4 to $6 higher. USDA says demand was good on the overall offering. Feeder supply included 68% steers, and 68% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 603 to 648 pounds brought $297.50 to $317.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 652 to 693 pounds sold for $245.50 to $262. Boxed beef closed higher on Friday with choice up 108 at $305.28 and select up 156 at $295.74. Estimated cattle slaughter was 100,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to lower with light to moderate closing numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like most buyers had the needed numbers in hand after the mostly higher trend and moderate negotiated movement earlier in the week. Export demand remains solid and wholesale pork demand continues to hold up relatively well. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $2.82 with a base range of $67.50 to $75. The Iowa Minnesota was down $1.33 with a weighted average of $74.16. Western Corn Belt was was down 142 with a weighted average price of $74.07. Midwest butcher hog markets were closed on Friday. At Illinois, direct sows were trending steady at 42 to 54 on moderate demand. Pork values closed lower on Friday, down 12 cents at 90.22, and estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were sharply higher on Friday on technical buying and the higher midday move in beef. Lean hog futures were up solidly on the midday strength that was seen in pork. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartje Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartje Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartje's crane truck. For more information, call Hartje Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Direct cattle business was quiet Friday. Midwest butcher hog markets were closed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were up with late commercial support. March was 14 and three quarters higher at 1143, and May was up 10 and a half at 1151 and a quarter. Corn saw some profit taking, with March down 3.5 at 412 and a quarter, and May 4.75 lower at 424 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were up on technical buying and the higher midday move in beef. April live was up 310 at 188.45. June was 277 higher at 184. April feeders were up 427 at 258. And hogs closed higher with pork up sharply at midday. April was $1.45 higher at $88.07. The June lean hog contract was $1.85 higher at $102.05. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at BloomingtonLivestock.com.
Bayer announces substantial expansions to its carbon program. Details ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Bayer is expanding its carbon program to include more territory, more crops, and more enrollment flexibility for farmers. Tyler Williams is a Bayer agronomist in Lincoln, Nebraska.
These are always learn-as-you-go type programs, but our program, we want to bring the opportunity to every possible farmer we can. And one of the ways that we do that is at least make them eligible.
The program is expanding to 28 states. That's up from 16. New eligible crops include several grasses, legumes, and pulses. Enrollment periods will be available in 5-year renewable segments. And, says Williams, early adopters of eligible practices can claim credits going back to August of 2019.
It's all come back to fitting into the farmer and the farmer system. You know, if it doesn't work on the farm and doesn't work for the farmer, it's not good for anyone.
Williams says you can get more info and even sign up at bearforground.com.
I know there's a lot of noise and things out there in the space, and a lot of growers oftentimes get confused and don't even know where to start. So our Bayer Foreground website is kind of that resource to just kind of check it out. We have our agronomy team out there that can help with the agronomy side, as well as kind of understanding these programs. What's it entail? Is it for you?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Farmers are signing up for dairy margin coverage. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Sign-ups for USDA risk management programs are open, and a farm service agency official says offices have been busy. Greg Biba is chief program specialist for FSA in Wisconsin. Biba says sign-up for the dairy margin coverage program was delayed, but it's open now.
We've been waiting for that program to get out and get rolling. It was part of the extension of the farm bill, but it did need some revisions, just some modifications, updates in the regulation process, and that is now complete.
He says it's possible DMC participants will get January and February payments, even though sign-ups are just now beginning.
It does look like there's a possibility for some margins below that 950 level. And yeah, so if that happens, and once they get signed up and once they get enrolled for 2024, payments would, they would be eligible for those payments, and they would go back starting at the first of the year.
Biva says farmers should schedule appointments with local FSA offices soon and not wait until deadlines are near. Milk futures and the cash dairy markets continued to fall Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. March Class 3 milk down 19 cents at 1677. April down 39 at 1678. May down 33 cents at 1722. June down 15 at 1775. July through January contracts range from unchanged in January to 12 cents lower in July. Friday's Class 3 trade volume was 1,847 contracts. Dry whey went down 0.25 cent to 42.5, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 5.5 cents at 155, three sales there. Barrels unchanged at 165 with one sale. Butter went down 0.75 cent to 275.75 with 10 sales. Non-fat dry milk up 0.75 cent to 119.75 and seven sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Here is a look at today's forecast. Temperatures in the low 50s, rain developing by midday, a few rumbles of thunder possible, and winds becoming variable north to northeast around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, any rain ending by late evening, mostly cloudy, a low of 32. Sunshine developing Tuesday and 51, Wednesday partly cloudy and 51, and Thursday 52 with a 50% chance of rain overnight, possibly mixed with some snow. Right now in Richland Center, following the midnight reading of 52, we're all the way down to 33 degrees. So here we go. Welcoming in a new week in southwest Wisconsin, the first full week of March. This is Jim Ed Brown on the Light in the Milk House Show.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let
other fools sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it fell so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round, another one, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Home to me is misery, and here I'm wasting time. Cause a row of fools on a row of stools is not what's on my mind. But then you see, it's not what I prefer. So it's either here, a drink and beer, our home remembering her. Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round, another one, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other sit down.
Holding things together ain't no easy thing to do. When it comes to raising children, it's a job meant for two. Alice, please believe me, I can't go on and on holding things together with you gone. Today was Angie's birthday. I guess it slipped your mind. I tried twice to call you with no answer either time. But the postman brought a present I mailed some days ago. I just signed it, love from Mama, so Angie would know. Holding things together ain't no easy thing to do. When it comes to raising children, it's a job meant for two. Alice, please believe me, I can't go on and on holding things together with you gone. Please believe me, I can't go on and on holding things together with you gone.
Merle Haggard on the Light in the Milk House Show, 8 minutes before 6 o'clock. Tech Help Tuesday will be held every Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. Tomah VA Medical Center will be entertaining veterans with artist Blaine Hatchett today at 1:30 in Building 455 of Veterans Hall. And Vernon County Over 50 will host Tai Chi exercise at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall today from 1 until 1:45. It will be available via Zoom at the Viroqua and Ontario Public Libraries. For more information, call Vernon County Over 50 at 262-384-0082.
Both calves and slaughter cows are steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $4.90 to $5.70 per pound, with heifer calves $1.70 to $2.40. 80% of the slaughter cows sold over $1.11 and up to a top of $1.29. We did have four either thin or excessively fat cows, and they sold from $80 to $86, bulls up to $125. He sales the 6th at 1 o'clock. Contact Darren Polner, Jim, 627-1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market if you have cattle to sell or looking to purchase. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your locally owned and managed market serving the farmers of our area for over 60 years.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like some wet weather on the way today as a low-pressure system heading northeast from Kansas slides right up toward Lake Michigan by tonight. Should bring us a pretty good soaking rain from lunchtime on. Possibility of a half or three-quarter inch. Maybe a few rumbles of thunder. And looks like just cold enough by this evening, there could be a few snowflakes mixed in as well, especially just north of our region. Otherwise, temperatures will be cooling down a touch from where they were this weekend, but still running a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal through the bulk of this week. Conditions do look dry tomorrow, Wednesday, into most of Thursday. Then the next low-pressure system could sweep in from the southwest for Thursday night into Friday with some widespread precipitation and gusty winds. This one will certainly bear watching as it will tap into some colder air. There's a possibility of accumulating snow and rain across the region, so stay tuned for updates. Otherwise, today look for skies turning cloudy early on with rain developing by midday, maybe a few rumbles of thunder. High temperature in the low 50s, variable wind becoming north-northeast around 10. Tonight, any rain ending by late evening. Mostly cloudy skies, low at 32. Tomorrow, sunshine developing with a high near 51, north and northeast wind up to 10. Wednesday is looking partly cloudy, low temperature in the mid-20s with a high near 51 degrees. Thursday, increasing clouds, 50% chance of rain developing late Thursday night, possibly mixed with some snow, low 27 with a high of 52. Friday, breezy with rain likely, possibly mixed with snow early in the morning, then again by evening. Low in the mid-30s, high near 43. Saturday, partly sunny and breezy. Low at 27 with a high of 42. And Sunday, partly cloudy and quiet. Low temperature about 24, high near 42 degrees. I hope you have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
32, and right now the air is calm. Yesterday we set a record at 75, broke the old one by 8 degrees. The record high for this date, 67, and that was set in 2000. Record low, 21 below zero, in 2002. Last year's high was 44, and the low, 25. Sunset will happen at 5:54 this afternoon, and this morning sunrise time will be at 6:32. The air is calm. Barometer is at 29.94, up slightly from earlier today. And no precipitation after a midnight reading of 52. Our temperature has fallen to the current mark. It is 32 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This week's auction includes their usual run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday, including this Wednesday, starting at 11:30.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the news at 6 is next. It is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker.